Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Heidi Feldman, the director for Knoxville High School Spring Musical, to talk about auditions for Little Shop of Horrors. Preparing for the musical, certainly a lot goes into preparing for any show, but for this, you're taking the extra step of preparing all the students by giving them a mock audition and a consulting workshop before that, correct?
Correct, yes. So this coming Saturday, I will be available to the students from 10 a.m. to noon at the high school to just kind of give them an opportunity to help find material for the audition. I have given them some guidelines for the auditions this year, things that they need to be doing, the pieces that they need to be picking, that kind of stuff. I am asking if, you know, they want to be considered for a speaking role or a singing role, they have to prepare a monologue and a song. And then if they just want to be considered for the ensemble, then with no speaking lines, then they are to prepare just a song. And the guidelines for the song is, you know, I want it to be a published Broadway show. So it has to be something from the musical theater genre. And it had to be a published Broadway show. And it needs to be written after 1970. There's a few composers in there I told them not to pick from because the accompaniment is really difficult from a couple of composers. So there were a few that I was like, please don't pick from that because it won't help them handing, you know, because they'll be handing music to an accompanist and the accompanist will be sight reading. So I want to make sure that the kids are given a great opportunity, you know, to do their best. So I will be available this Saturday at the high school to help the students pick materials. So if they are struggling trying to find a song or a monologue, they can come. It'll just be a first come, first serve basis. And then in 2 weeks, I believe it's November 10th, again from 10 a.m. to noon, I will be holding a mock audition. So the kids can come, they can do their pieces, and they can get feedback from me. There will be no decisions made from that workshop. So I just want to give them an opportunity to kind of run through things since I'm doing things a little bit differently than has been done in the past. And I'm running the auditions a little bit more like a college would be. If they were to be auditioning for a show at a college or to be auditioning for a musical theater program or a theater program in a college setting, these are the kinds of restrictions and the kinds of things that they will be doing. So I'll be teaching them, you know, how to do the intro and how to introduce themselves and to tell me what, you know, what pieces they're singing and that kind of stuff. And there's a time limit. So it's going to be run a little more professionally in that respect, just to give them those tools to help them in the future.
That's sort of what it sounded like going in, because you had some very specific guidelines that everyone was meant to follow. And this is meant to give them a feel for what a real audition would be like. This is important for those who want to seriously pursue acting down the line, because the further up they get, the stricter the rules get and the higher the demands. So they have to step up their game, right?
Correct. Absolutely. And, you know, even if these students are, you know, not wanting to do it professionally, but want to do it in college and, you know, find opportunities. Maybe they want to be a teacher and they want to teach theater. Well, then you obviously should be taking some theater courses. You should be performing in college. Just trying to open as many doors as possible for these students. And as well as the non-performing roles, I am seeking students to help with everything, with, you know, sound, lights, costuming, set design, set construction, props, dressers, you know, wig, hair, makeup, that kind of stuff. I'm looking for students to do all of those things. So if there's students out there that want to participate and they love theater but maybe don't want to be on the stage, I am really looking forward to helping those students find places, because that's also a really huge career opportunity for a lot of kids that they might not realize that, you know, there's a lot of jobs on the other end of theater, on the business side of theater and on the backstage side of theater, than there are on the stage. There's more opportunities. So for, you know, to open those doors to those kids, it's going to be really exciting and fun. So for those students, there will be an interview. They need to bring a letter of recommendation from a non-family member, you know, so they can seek out a coach of or a teacher, or, you know, like a youth pastor, or, a, you know, maybe a family they babysit for or something. Just a letter of recommendation on their character and their work ethic. And then those students will be interviewed by myself and a couple of the people that will be helping me run the backstage portion of the musical.
Thanks to Heidi Feldman for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.